The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Sprint Car Show here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Coming up on today's episode, we'll talk with Steve Inch, the longtime voice and the general manager of Sealands Grove Speedway. That interview is next, as the Sprint Car Show is brought to you by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
With more than 30 years' experience in the industry, Kinzer Air Filters have earned the trust of racers from local tracks to the national scene. Kinzer Air Filters offers a 360 dome positive charged air filter, the cleanest air filter on the market. Easy to use, can be cleaned with soap and water. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. Trust, support, and pride. Three words that will sum up your experience with Kinzer Air Filters. Roger Kinzer believes in his clients and thanks everyone for their continued support. To learn more, call Roger at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103. Keep watching for the newly redesigned Kinzer Air Filter website. Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
Hi, this is Lance DeDuise, and you're listening to the Sprint Car Show, Sean Wood.
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show as we continue on our coverage of tracks opening up here in central Pennsylvania. We bring in the longtime announcer and also the general manager of the famed Sealands Grove Speedway and a good friend, Steve Inch. Steve, always a pleasure. Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show.
Thanks for having me, Sean. And like you mentioned, it's always a pleasure to be on the show and talking with you.
Boy, we're getting up there in years or we're getting younger because this is year 37 for me covering motorsports. It's your 35th year, but it's the 76th year of Sealands Grove. And I want to get your take real quick. When you look back at it, and you've been announcing at Sealands Grove for a very long time, you're also a longtime announcer at Silver Spring Speedway, the late Silver Spring Speedway. When you look at Nat Kleinfeld, Sam Nunes, Jack Gunn, Chris Economaki, do you look back, Steve, and realize just how special of an opportunity you have had over these years to have your name associated with some of the greats, not only writers and announcers, but you know, even promoter? I mean, Jack Gunn, the best there ever was in central Pennsylvania. Do you realize just how special things have been for you at Sealands Grove?
Oh, absolutely, Sean. I certainly don't take it for granted. And, you know, what you described there is probably what keeps me motivated to keep doing this. You know, I never imagined that, you know, I would be doing this 30 some years when I got started as a teenager. You know, I was a junior in high school when I started working at the Speedway, you know, doing the press releases and working on the program books before I moved in to the announcing booth. And, you know, you rattled off some names there, many of which are in the Hall of Fame. You know, their legacies, everything they left behind and what they did for the sport. So it means a lot to me. I grew up at the Speedway. I was going to Sealands Grove Speedway probably since I was 5 years old. And as I mentioned, you know, I was a teenager when I started working there. So to be able to do it this long is really special. And hopefully we can keep doing this for a long time coming, you know, and keep dirt track racing as strong as it is already here in central Pennsylvania and at Sealands Grove Speedway.
We both love to be around for another 76 years. And, you know,
yeah.
Well, and we'll get to the anniversary date race here in just a moment, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention a very good friend to both of us, late Al Robinson, who was a fixture many times over there at Sealands Grove Speedway as a reporter, passed away a couple weeks ago. What a wonderful man and what a wonderful human being he was, and just as kind as they come. What do you recall about the meetings with Al when he would come down on many occasions to take in the races at Sealands Grove Speedway?
Yeah, it was certainly a great loss when we heard of Al's passing. And like you mentioned, Sean, just a super personality, and probably the one thing about Al is just you know, how knowledgeable he was of all forms of auto racing, and he loved making those visits to tracks like Sealands Grove and Williams Grove and Port Royal. You know, he would make his tour through central Pennsylvania. Of course, you know, Al you know, was at Dover as the longtime publicity director there, and was certainly an ambassador for the sport all around. Just a genuine guy. It was just always fun talking to him and exchanging stories when he would visit Selins Grove Speedway. And, Al even, hooked me up with some tickets and stuff like that to go down to Dover when NASCAR would make its stops at Dover over the years. So certainly a great loss to the sport. And he was just a great human being.
I think ambassador is a great word, because that's truly what Al was, always willing to lend a hand and help everybody out. And they don't make him that way many more in today's public relations.
Yeah.
It's definitely Al was one of a kind person. I want to go back just for one more moment. You mentioned you had been going to the races at Selins Grove since you were 5 years old. And of course, you know, like I know, once that day comes and you sign in to the pit area and you're a working member of the media, out the window goes any of your favorites. I'm curious, who were your favorites back in the day?
Oh, I had a lot of favorites, growing up. Tom Peck likes to tell the story of how when I was that young, maybe 8 years old, he and his dad used to always make the tow into Selins Grove Speedway to compete in the late models. And, back then they had the open trailers and, there was a gas station right down over the hill from my parents' house. So my dad would often take me down over the hill to see Tom and, check out the race car whenever they would stop to fill up for gas before getting to the speedway just a couple miles away. So Tom would often, pick me up and put me in the car again because it was an open trailer, and so I would have that opportunity to sit in Tom Peck's number 40 late model. And that was just a highlight of my childhood, and then obviously going to the speedway that night to watch him race. And just so many greats over the years. I could go on here all day about drivers who have come through the ranks, in the late models and sprint cars at Selins Grove Speedway, but has been a lot of great memories, that's for sure.
I was just curious, because I don't think I've ever asked you that question in the times that we've had you on. So we're a few years apart, but that was the same age, 5, when my dad took me to my first race at the great Flemington Fair Speedway in Flemington, New Jersey, on the Big Block Modified. So, yeah, I had my favorites back then as well. But I just thought, well, who were Steve's favorites? It's interesting.
Dale Kerstetter. I mean, I could rattle off a couple here, but Dale Kerstetter was one of my favorites in the late model division. I was a big fan of the stock cars, when I was a kid, and in the sprint cars. Wow. I mean, Jim Nace, I was pretty young when Jim started racing, and I remember when Fred Raymer, made the transition from the modifieds to the sprint cars. That was actually at Selins Grove Speedway. So he's one of the all-time career leading feature winners at Selins Grove Speedway, and a Hall of Famer now. And so it was pretty neat, down the road that I got to do the majority of Fred's victory lane interviews in sprint car racing at Selins Grove. And then to be able to interview his son, just a couple of weeks ago when he won the Lincoln season opener when I was filling in for Wayne Harper. So that was kind of cool to announce the race that Freddie won at Lincoln a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, great lineage there. And of course, Fred is still sitting on 99 small block modified wins. We can't talk him out of retirement to get that 100th win. It's 99 right. And that's it.
Right. Absolutely.
I remember being at the track when the Raymer kids were triplets and they were just born.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
They were
in victory lane a lot when I would talk to Fred,
yep.
After a win at Selins Grove. And, I think last year as part of the 75th anniversary campaign, we shared one of those photos when the triplets were in victory lane with Fred and Deb, at Selins Grove for one of those wins.
Isn't it interesting to see how motorsports life comes full circles at times? There's some kids that are not into the racing, and then there are kids like Freddie Raymer that are doing quite well for themselves. And even Brandon, he's pretty decent talent, but he also is a very talented person with his design company. So
sure. Absolutely.
Believe me, could you imagine if we sat down, and I'd have to include our good friend Harold Raker in this, if we sat down and did the lineage of the different drivers at Selins Grove over the years and the branches as to whether their kids or their grandkids were involved.
Mm-hmm.
What a project. Absolutely. That would be.
That would be a project. That's for sure.
But speaking about the season, as you mentioned, 75 years last year, and that's just a phenomenal number for any racetrack, whether it's dirt or asphalt, to achieve. This year, 76 years, 12 410 sprint car shows. Talk to us a little bit, Steve, about the upcoming season, including Sunday's season opener for the 410s.
We're really excited about this upcoming season. You know, we expanded the schedule a little bit more again going into 2022 and expanded the 410 schedule because the 410 sprint cars are really popular here in central Pennsylvania, and we've done well with their races at Selins Grove Speedway over the years. You know, we're kind of migrating back that way. You know, after the 358s and the 360s, we're kind of in the spotlight on a weekly basis. You mentioned coming full circle, and it seems like that's kind of what we're in the process of doing here at Selins Grove Speedway, you know, just trying to find the right combination of shows and specials to put on that the fans want to see. So there are 12 410 races. One of those is the USAC National Sprint Car Series, when it'll be a winged and non-winged show on the same night on Thursday, June 16th. We're looking forward to having both of those major 410 sprint car divisions on the same program. Yeah, and as far as the season opener, if the weather cooperates, it's this Sunday, March 27th at 2 o'clock, the 410 sprint cars, along with the limited late models and roadrunners. And it's a lucrative point series for those 11 winged shows, with the champion getting a $5,000 bonus being sponsored by Lelands.com. So those races are going to have some pretty nice payouts, and there's a nice point championship fund awaiting the top five drivers at the end of the season as well.
One of the dates that's missing from this year's calendar, and I don't know if it's going to be renamed with another event, the Bill Holland Classic for the USAC Silver Crown Division. The last 2 years, phenomenal racing, and it was so great to see one of them. I'm sorry, they're the sexiest beast alive for auto racing. Those cars are just, I love them. I like my good friend Pat Sullivan. They are just something to appreciate more so than you can really imagine. Not on the schedule this year. Will they be back in the future?
We sure hope so. Like you, Sean, I'm a fan of the Silver Crown cars, and it was certainly one of the highlights of my career to be able to bring the USAC Silver Crown series into Selins Grove Speedway for the first time ever 2 years ago, and then they returned this past season. The racing is phenomenal. I think Selins Grove Speedway has the perfect layout for their type of racing and those types of race cars. So, you know, what we talked about is possibly just alternating that race, you know, between, you know, two or three tracks here in central Pennsylvania. You know, Williams Grove also has had them over the years. They're not on the Williams Grove schedule this coming year as well. But, you know, between Port Royal, Williams Grove, Selins Grove, you know, we talked with the USAC officials, and it may be one of those events that we alternate from track to track on a per year basis. So hopefully, you know, the Silver Crown cars will be back on the Selins Grove schedule before too long.
We hope you're right, because there is nothing like watching them come down a mile racetrack and watching the front end of the cars lift up as they accelerate to the green flag, especially back at the days when they were racing at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, when you could stand on the infield and watch those cars do what they do. They are definitely different than anything else. Hopefully they'll be back on the schedule in the near future. We're talking with Steve Inch, the longtime voice of Selins Grove Speedway, now the general manager. And I see Uncle Alan Kreitzer even gave you the keys to the grader. Boy, you are definitely living the life, my friend.
Yeah, there isn't too much I haven't done at a racetrack as far as different responsibilities. But yeah, I credit Alan for, you know, showing me the controls on a grader. From time to time, I'll jump on if, you know, in a pinch, if some work needs to be done to the racetrack. And we do have a regular grader operator, and he's done it for a living. So he's certainly a lot smoother with one of those machines than I am. Yeah, I learned a lot over the years doing a lot of the different jobs at a speedway. And, you know, I can add grader operator to the resume, and I enjoy getting on the grader. It's a fun machine to operate. Yeah, that was one of the perks of having Alan Kreitzer as a partner at Selins Grove Speedway for a few years.
And I've seen Alan work the grader for many years at many different racetracks, and I saw that. I said, Uncle Alan gave him the keys.
He sure did.
The only question
and a few
I
have, lessons.
Yeah, and a few lessons, yes, and you're learning from one of the best, that's for sure. The only question I have in terms of doing things, I guess, other than electrical work, have you flipped hamburgers yet?
I've done that.
Have you done that?
I, I've gone in and helped in the concession stands when they've been swamped from time to time. So I have done that.
What is the only thing that you haven't ticked off or ticked off? Okay. There we go. Yeah.
Well,
not that,
you,
not
you
that way.
To tick people off. Too,
yeah. I meant to say that's like on the Flyers game the other night, the tip it to tip it. That was a good one that they came up with.
Yeah.
I meant to say what is the only checkbox that you have not ticked off yet as a promoter at a racetrack?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, I haven't gotten too involved in the handicapping part. I mean, obviously, I've helped create formats for races and stuff like that. But as far as like actually physically sitting down and, you know, creating the lineups, that's probably the one thing I haven't done. Other than that, I think I have everything about covered.
Well, that's what you get being all these years. You learn everything, right?
That's right.
Couple other big events coming up. PA Speed Week, always a great time of the year. The finale this year at C1's Grove, July 3rd with a rain date of July 4th. Does it surprise you at all that you have to go back to the late, great Greg Hodnett in 2003 and 2004 as the last driver to win a Speed Week race back-to-back years?
The win list for Speed Week at C1's Grove has really been incredible, you know, over the term of Speed Week at the track. Yeah, there have been very few drivers who have won it back to back. And so, you know, we're going to see what happens this year. You know, just over the last couple of years, we've had a number of different winners. Stevie Smith in 2015, right up through Danny Dietrich, Rico April, Lucas Wolf, Dylan Cisney, Danny Dietrich, and then Brent Marks. You know, the last time Brent Marks won it was in 2014. So it's been how many years since, you know, a driver's been able to repeat in Speed Week at Selins Grove. And as you mentioned, Sean, you go back that many years until, you know, Greg Hodnett won it back to back. So we've seen some great races, you know, as part of that week-long series. And it usually comes to a conclusion at Selins Grove. So we're really looking forward to the holiday date again this year on Sunday, July 3rd.
Speaking of the conclusion of the Speedway season here in 2022, that comes up September 23rd and September 24th, and now a two-day national open, the Jim Nace Memorial for the 410 Sprint Cars. You and I were chatting before we came on the air. Back in the day, Doug Wolfgang, Sammy Swindell picking up more than $50,000. Do you think there might be a time somewhere in the future that we might see a $50,000 race again for the National Open, or is that something that was just so special at that time back in 1989 and 1990?
It was definitely a special time, you know, back then. You know, we were talking, and in 1989, you know, when Doug Wolfgang won it, the race actually paid $51,500 to win, which was surprisingly the highest winner's share for any sprint car race in the country in 1989. And, you know, then we came back in 1990 and, you know, Sammy Swindell won it for 50 grand. The winner share has kind of been a little bit of a roller coaster over the years. And, you know, really happy, you know, over the past 3 years that we've been able to, you know, get it up to $20,000 to win again, which is a very respectable amount when you consider, you know, the total payoff back through the pack. So never say never. Maybe someday, you know, hey, maybe when we get to the 50th anniversary National Open, maybe we'll go back to 50,000 again. But we certainly want to make this year's National Open special, since it is going to be the 40th running of the race. And it it is C1's Grove Speedway's, you know, crown jewel event. It's been the biggest race, you know, at the track for, you know, 39 years, going on 40 now. So we certainly want to make it special. And one of the ways we're doing that is making it a two-day show for the first time since 1993. So what is that, like almost 30 years ago? It's the last time that the National Open was a two-day event.
Well, Steve, as always, we greatly appreciate your time. And thank you for coming on and joining us here on the Sprint Car Show. We look forward to another great season at C1's Grove Speedway. Wish you and the track all the best for a safe and successful season. And hopefully we'll see you on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock for the first of 11 410 Wing Sprint Car shows at the Speedway. Thanks again, Steve. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean. It's always a pleasure.
Steve Inch, the voice of C1's Grove Speedway and the general manager, joining us here on the Sprint Car Show.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.